Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMP the 60 Ninja in the place to be for a paper saber universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. I got a little pep in my step. I watched SmackDown March 22nd, 2024. Corey Graves, Wade Barrett on commentary. Big night. The face to face with Roman and Cody, and it made me happy. I've been in a funk. I'm not gonna lie. I've been in a Terry funk all week, man. Just ups and downs with my emotions and depressed and all this and that. And then I just go to my safe place and watch some pro wrestling. And I also watch X-Men 97. Oh, so good, man. You talk about nostalgia. That come on. I was like, oh, man. I thought I was a kid on Saturday morning with my Moses, Fruity Pebbles brother. And I was like, oh, this feels so good. Oh, man. And waking up, this Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole drank this. I was just like, damn. Kendrick Lamar. I love Kendrick Lamar. J. Cole's all right. Drake's Drake. What can I say? But we're not talking about that. We're talking about pro wrestling. Let's get back to real bars being spat. Sprat. On this show. Sorry, I'm in a good mood this morning. Cody's rolling up. Damage Control's rolling up. We're going to start this show off right with Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar. And Santos got the win. You want to know why? It's because that little son of a bitch, Dominic, comes out in a mask. Gives a distraction to Rey. Santos beats Rey Mysterio. And I'm like, are we going to get Rey and Dominic 2 at WrestleMania? Ooh, you talk about a rematch. Let's put Roman and Cody to the side and get Dominic and Rey Mysterio 2. We'll get a loser gets spanked match. I don't know. But, man, that was a great build last year. I just like the fact that Dominic helped Santos, and this beef between these guys are far from over, and there has to be a match at WrestleMania, and I don't know what we're going to do. More Rey, more Santos, or are we going to do a tag team? You know, I think we're going to get Carlito and Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio at WrestleMania. That's just my feeling. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that Rey Mysterio is going to take on Dominic again at WrestleMania. So, Bayley, she's backstage with Naomi. Naomi's got a big match tonight. She's got a big match. She's going to be facing Io Sky. And Bayley says, hey, thank you for having my back. Naomi's like, hey, girl, I got you. And here comes Bianca. Girl got beef. Telling Bayley, like, hey, I didn't forget all the past 2 years, Damage Control. Bayley's like, hey, man, you know, I know what I did. I'm trying to make right now. And Bianca's not hearing it. And Naomi has to pull Bianca away. And it continues. And she's just like, hey, man, I'm going to do what I need to do. I need to fight. You need to calm down. You need to get your head on straight. I got a big match, and I'm going to go out swinging on Damage Control. So I think it's all going to be a big showdown at WrestleMania with Bayley versus Io Sky. Grayson Waller, Austin Theory versus Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. They were in this tournament to see who's going to join the six-pack Gremlin match. I don't know. I just made that up. Six-pack ladder match at WrestleMania. And I was like, Luke Gallows and Carl, they're already advancing in the NXT. They lost. Grayson Waller, Austin Theory got the big upset over Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson. Meechin's like, holy shit, what happened? But yeah. Grayson Waller and Austin Theory is going to move on. And later on, Street Profits are taking on Authors of Pain. So we're moving on in this tournament. Who's going to go to WrestleMania, brother? We got a Braun package. They're really banking on this kid, and I'm glad. Like, he's really grown on me as a performer, as a wrestler. He has that personality now. When he first came, he just is like, I'm the big dog. Oh, but no, I think with him and Baron, they have such a great chemistry together, and it's kind of rubbing off on Braun getting more of a personality. So I'm all for it. Damage Control's on the way to the ring for the big match, Naomi versus Io Sky. And on the Pat McAfee show, he interviewed Roman Reigns. And one of my favorite lines from this, he says, "Hey, Hollywood came to me. That's my tribal chief." It's funny. He's like, as much as I love Roman, I want Cody to win, but God damn it, I love Roman Reigns. Naomi versus Io Sky. Of course, Damage Control comes out. The numbers game. Then Io gets the big win over Naomi. They start beating her down. Then here comes Bianca. And that crowd is chanting, "Bayley, Bayley, Bayley." But the problem is Io attacked Bayley before the match as she came out. And I got to say, Io has a banging entrance theme. Doesn't she? That doo, 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 you know, that bass. I put it on my headphones. I was like, oh, snap, man. Io Sky, love her. I can't wait until her and Bayley go at it at WrestleMania. It's going to be crazy. Cody's backstage with Nick Aldis, and it's very crazy to think about them being all the way to All In for the NWA Championship, you know, the 10 pounds of gold story. I've been trying to find that DVD. I remember like telling myself I should order it when I went pre-order. It was a great NWA package DVD. I think it was a 3-disc set about the history of that championship and whatnot. And I cannot find a DVD. If it's out there, it's probably oodles of money. But I wish I can get that because I love my physical media and I love collecting wrestling things. So Jade Cargill is going to be on SmackDown next week. She's officially a SmackDown superstar. We're finally going to hear from Jade. Finally. Finally, Jay Cargill is SmackDown! Yeah, brother. Naomi, backstage with Bianca, and here comes my girl Tiffy. Gotta have me some Tiffy time. She's like, "That's a great look on you, Naomi." And Bianca's like, "Uh-uh." I always go to the, I'm sorry. Bianca does it so well. Girl, nah, you know? But Tiffy's like, "Yeah, whatever." And she goes on. Kevin Owens with Nick Aldis backstage. And then Pretty Deadly comes in. And Kevin's like, "Hey, you know, why are you getting my business? You know, I can get a tag team partner. How about next week, you guys versus me and my partner?" They're like, "Who's going to be your partner? Who's going to be your best friend?" He's like, "Well, we're not friends, but, you know, we're something." And he says, "Randy, you want to be my partner?" And Randy's like, "Yeah." Pretty Deadly, man, selling it so well. So we're going to have Kevin Owens and Pretty Deadly face Kevin Owens, Randy Orton versus Pretty Deadly. Sorry, tongue twister. And of course, as Nick's standing there with his phone, he's like, "I guess you guys got a tag team match next week." And he's like, "You guys shouldn't stand so close together." The double punch from Kevin to Pretty Deadly. Ah, such good shit, man. You want to talk about other good shit on this show? AJ Styles was doing this like, "What do I do, brother, when I warm up for WrestleMania?" And then LA Knight just starts, goes to his house. This like brought me back to Randy and Triple H, you know, but it wasn't to that extent where someone got thrown out the window. But LA's like honking the horn and they just start fighting. And they're like, that's where the cameras cut. And here comes the police footage and LA gets arrested and whatnot. Great stuff, man. We're having a lot of fun on this show, and I'm sitting here just with a smile ear to ear because, like I said, rough week, brother, rough week. Street Profits versus Authors of Pain. Street Profits got the win, and Bobby comes out with B-Fab, and there is the rest of the Final Testament. They're pissed off, but the Street Profits are celebrating because they have a chance, an opportunity to go to WrestleMania, so I'm hoping they get in. I'm hoping to get in, but I just got a feeling that New Catch Republic is going to go all the way. That's just me. Then Paul's backstage. He calls Roman, says, "Hey, the idiot's here. He's by himself, so you can come in, Roman." And Roman rolls up in his car. Now we have Roman. Roman's in the ring. He's like, "Hey, come on, Cody. Let's do this." Cody comes out, and we're really building this. This is the last like 20 minutes of the show. And here comes Cody. We cut the commercial break. We come back. Cody's out there. And it was funny. It's like at this very moment while this was on, I have this on my phone. And I'm going to switch it over to the big TV because like all morning I was just had it on my phone. I got these really nice headphones from Walmart. And I don't know what came over me. I'm warming up a bowl of chili, okay? I'm warming up a bowl of chili. I'm getting spicy because that chili is spicy. And as Cody's coming out, scared the shit out of my wife because she was, like, chilling. And all of a sudden, you know, the music comes on, and I do the, whoa! like really fucking loud. Not even thinking about it. I'm singing the lyrics, and just out of nowhere, I just go, whoa! She's like, what the fuck, big head boy? I was like, what? And I had my chili in my hand. She goes, God damn it. I was like, I'm sorry. I love Cody. Just love Cody. He's got to finish the story. All right, now, Cody Roman, man, you talk about some fire. Paul's there just watching this amazingness going on right here. Oh, man, I got to say, Roman had one of my favorite lines. He's like, what are you, a politician? Let's get this man a baby, huh? I don't know why I found that shit so funny, man. But he tells him, he's like, you're number two. You're always going to be number two. And he goes, and I'm number one forever. And I was like, ooh. But I love Cody's, when Cody came back, he's like, hey, man, you're talking about number two, and whoever beats you for that championship, guess what? I'm the one. And I was like, damn. And he puts his hands out to shake his hand. Roman's like, get out of here. And my favorite part is Roman shakes Paul's hand. They're like, yeah, we shook hands. And of course, they didn't come alone. Here comes Jimmy. Here comes Solo getting by their tribal chief. And Cody's like, oh no, I am going to get beat up by the bloodline. Not. Here comes Seth. Here comes Jay. They're in hoodies as well. They're like, oh yeah, you like hoodies? We like hoodies. And this is the way we end the show. This is the way we do the damn thing. We end the show with the bloodline and Cody, Seth, and Jay. Like, standoff. It's a standoff, and that's the way we end the show. And man, I had a damn good time. The Slammies is coming up as well. We got that Bray Wyatt documentary, which I know, like, they did the trailer on SmackDown, and I know I'm going to cry like a baby back bitch. Like, I am going to cry. The trailer made me tear up. I was like, oh, RIP Bray Wyatt. Jesus. Man, nothing but love, brother. Nothing but love. But overall, great show. Match of the night. Ooh. I gotta say Naomi and Io. Shit, Street Profits and Authors of Pain was pretty good too. But the Cody Roman segment was fire. Fire. Like Kendrick spitting them bars, man. Oh, such good stuff. All right, y'all. 5 out of 5. Go check it out. SmackDown, March 22nd, 2024. Corey Graves, Wade Barrett on commentary. And we're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Alright, drop those comments below. Let's talk about this show, folks. After that, like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with the bum down at Walmart. That the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
That's all you do is promise this, promise that, promise this. But you don't ever deliver. You don't ever keep these promises.